Two Bodies,
One Mind,
the podcast where we talk all things us.
And with us, it could be about anything.
Sex.
Drugs.
And random thoughts.
Tonight on TBOM, we're going to actually let you know a little bit more about us because we realise we've recorded two whole episodes and you know jack shit about Phoebs and Lou.
Yeah, we're just going to try and connect with you a bit more, have a bit of fun, let you more deep into our personal lives.
Personal lives, personal matters, meow, meow, meow.
Now tonight, Phoebe, what have you drunk so far?
So I started off, Louie and I, with a whole bottle of Jacob's Ladder Cabernet Merlot. Louis surprised me today. I fell asleep on the sofa in a slightly hungover state, and I woke up to a delivery from a sexy, sexy man delivering us six bottles of wine.
Like, guys, if my friendship is not good enough, genuinely don't know what is.
Do you know what? Not only did he surprise me today, yesterday was a surprise as well, and I just cannot get over this beautiful friendship.
Oh, thanks,
babe. It is one beautiful moment after another.
We've polished off the red wine with a game of battle shots.
Yeah.
Look it up. So much fun. And now we are currently drinking a Eastern Australian Sauvignon Blanc. Ooh. I mean, she's a moment. We're trying her out.
She's going down a treat. We've reused our wine glasses. We just rinsed them out because we're cheap and we don't have multiples.
So tonight, everything is all about us. Okay, so Phoebs, as this episode is all about us, I want to know your two biggest loves and one big fear that you have.
So, I'm currently slumped over on a couch because I have had quite a bit of ween. My two biggest loves, I think my love would have to be...
Do into the microphone,
Phoebe. I would just like everyone to know that Louis had to physically turn my head because I wandered off into the distance.
She's like turning her head to the other side.
Spoiler alert, I have ADHD, and if I see a fun, shiny object, I turn towards it. This is why people watching is a very big part of my life. So my biggest love would have to be love, would have to be clothes and chocolate.
Okay.
Because clothes...
Cute.
She loves it. She lives in it. She spends way too much of her money on it.
Stop. What about when Lady Gaga made the outfit out of chocolate?
Ooh.
Like, come on, that's your two biggest loves, like, combined. That's sick, Phoebe.
Also, Gaga's kind of one of my biggest loves.
Oh.
Like, I have had many a fantasy dream about Gaga. Just, like, some reason, deciding to Google myself, and then she, like, finds me, and then we, like, meet, and we're best friends,
but
and then we travel the world
clothes.
Together.
Chocolate clothes. That's
I fit. Would lick it until I was nude.
Yeah.
And it would be... Enjoy it.
Oh my god. Right, so you're there, like, you're like, da,
and
da,
she's
da,
like,
da,
ba, dee, da.
You're like, so wait, you're like the new James Bond girl. And you're like in
Miss
the chocolate dress. And you like walk, it's raining, it's snowing outside.
Ooh.
And then you walk into his giant mansion.
Snowing.
And
yeah,
it's like hot, the log fire is burning. And then your clothes are
Ooh.
Chocolate. And they start melting
and,
drip off.
Down my budway.
And there's James Bond.
And I'm like,
Daniel Craig.
Clean
he's
up
like,
on aisle Chop Chop, baby.
Clean up on aisle Fibarella, honey. And then he comes
I'm
and he's
gonna
just
lick
like,
you up and down.
Oh, he's just like, oh, anyway. Okay.
I'm gonna go down.
Sorry, guys, we're getting a bit carried away.
Oh, sorry. Woo!
Okay, so
I am a
thief.
Slip and a sliding for this moment.
And biggest fear?
Okay, so my biggest fear might upset some because some people think they're like panna shop a la, but cute and furry and cuddly.
Oh,
I loathe sloths. I hate all that they are. I hate all they represent. They represent disgustingness and being slow, but...
I fucking love
a
cute little sloth.
It makes Kristen
moment.
Bell cry and
yeah,
just
she
fucking
loves
love.
Them.
But for me, they make my skin crawl. They make me wake up in a cold sweat. And I don't want to be around them. And I would...
Moment. That's
yeah,
a moment.
She's done. She... Yeah. Sloths, I'm sorry, but you can go away.
So two loves, chocolate, clothes, one fear, sloths.
Me.
That.
Me rolled up into three. So everybody knows my threes, but I would love to know about Lou's two loves and a fear. Go, baby.
Okay, so I think my first love is probably travelling. Like, I mean, if
it,
we would not be in Australia right now if I hadn't decided to go travelling. Like, so yeah. I did 4 months of traveling before I got to Australia, just across Asia. Oh my god, it sounds so basic and so gay, but the biggest reason that I love traveling is because of the dick.
The dick, like, in all the countries.
Oh my god, like, so you go to a different country?
Mm-hmm.
Whole you different find a caliber new dick. Of men. Like, yeah. No, but a whole different caliber of men, like, they're all different, like. It's so fucking exciting for you to, like, go to a new country and then just, like, meet all these beautiful, gorgeous men and just have, like, a good old gay fashion time with these good old gay... I did it in fucking Malaysia. It's genuinely illegal to be gay there. And I was like...
Oh, oopsie. But is it? Behind closed doors.
Oh, I'm gonna hide and be really secret. But, like, scary, but fair. Okay, so, big first traveling... First love is traveling.
Traveling.
Oh, second love, it's pretty... Oh my god, it sounds so basic. It's like my family.
Can I just cut in for a moment? Yeah, I have just said my two loves were chocolate and fashion. I sound like the most vapid, basic white girl that has ever existed. God. And Louis's like, do wholesome, beautiful things that make you cultured and aware of the world. Dick and family. They make me a beautiful, whole-rounded person.
I mean, like, I would be nowhere without my family. Like, they're everything
I want to steal that from you, but...
Like, just like how batshit crazy my family are. Yeah. And like
they're fucking brilliant.
Like, they're so fun. I love them.
Your mum's like secretly my best friend. I wouldn't be
anywhere without them, right? Mm-hmm. So like, so love one, dick, love two, family.
Yeah.
And what was the other thing I've got to talk about?
Fear. Bum 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 bum.
Okay.
Oh god.
This is so funny. Because Paris Hilton. She's not my biggest fear.
Oh, I was like, how dare you fear that time?
Paris is, like, an icon. Side note. Are you not so excited for Paris's new documentary to come out in May?
Coming out in May 2020, Netflix.
YouTube Red, honey.
Who's not on Netflix? You have a fly in your head.
Oh, my God, no. She talks in her normal voice. Paris talks in her normal voice. But Paris. Wait, why am I
Louis
talking about Paris?
Louis shaking me right now. She's your fear, but why? Because she's sliving and you're not.
Oh, sliving. You've got it. Sliving. Yeah. I have a fear of not sliving.
Louis introduced me to the term sliving. Yeah. And I have slived ever since.
So Paris introduced this new term in 2020 called sliving. It's like slaying living. Mm. And I love it. And I'm scared to not sliv. Because...
Who isn't?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to, like, look back at my 20s and my 30s and be like, oh, no.
My sexiest times I never slived.
Yeah, all I did was stay at home and try and save all my money. Like, I'd prefer to sliv and spend every penny I've got and live, like, a skimpy
Be
little...
a sliv, sexy, broke bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
But sliv, yeah.
Yeah. So, right, go. What were my two truths and lie? Can you even remember? Wait.
Ooh, two loves.
Two loves.
Dick in all the countries. Yeah. And your famalulas.
Uh-huh.
He has the most gorgeous and wonderful and amazing and open-minded, spirited famalulas. And also, your biggest fear, not shliving. Yes, people, go out there and shliv. You just got to shliv till the day you die.
I think Phoebe might be a little bit drunk.
Because I don't like secrets. They're no fun. Unless you share it with everyone. I'm drunk. Blame it on the battle shots.
Okay, so battle shots, we just played the...
Blame it on the alcohol. Yes. Blame it on the battle shots.
Battle shots break into battle shots rap. Who's Eminem now? What?
Yeah.
But oh god, sorry, alcohol burps. we just played the best game of battle shots from our Domino's pizza boxes split up into squares.
Louis is the thriftiest, sexiest arts and crafts man ever.
He
found some cardboard and he made it a moment.
Yeah, so basically you get the square grid, A B C D Q F L P.
And then you put
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you put the ships on there. Yep. And I'll be like A5 and you'll be like
hit baby, hit.
And then when I hit it, Phoebe has to do a shot. Anyway, guys, please try it at home. It's such a good way to get drunk.
But also, disclaimer, do not do it with shots of wine. Because we did it with shots of red wine. And she did not go down smooth.
I was almost sick.
Yeah, she was difficult.
Wait, speaking of being sick and drunk, can we just cheers and have a little sippy moment?
Yeah. Who's thrown up in their hand whilst they did shots too many times?
Me, please.
Cafe Exo Patron, baby.
Don't do too much betraying, kids.
Me.
So, Phoebes, like getting to know you mm-hmm. a little bit more for our
getting
listeners.
To know me is getting to know the 50,000 personalities that live within me.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've been on a single night out where I haven't been another character,
yes.
or an alias, or a moment that is me. The no, other okay. day at work, they gave me a name badge that was yeah. not my own, and she rode with it. Her name is Olivia. She learned how to knit. She was living in her year of yes. She was riding all the D.
But like, guys, this is genuinely not even like a lie. Like,
yeah.
we will go on a night out, and Fiat will just suddenly spring
into
an
slip into being Alexandria, who yeah. is just multi from Russia. And
she'll
she
slip into an
Irish
Russian accent, and then that will be her for the night.
Or I like to pretend I'm from Australia, and I don't mind it, but it's alright. I'm very drunk right now, so don't judge any of my accents.
I can't.
But it's kind of her thing. She loves it. She
wait, go Irish,
dips.
Go.
Potatoes.
And Scottish, go.
You're wee little lassie. I'm gonna blame it on the alcohol right now, but I'm fucking pissed.
Wait, and Texan, go.
Y'all, I'm from Texas, and y'all don't even know it, but y'all, I ride a horse.
And New York, go.
Bye.
Go, no, come on.
I feel like, you know, when Jade and Little Mix said, rakapatao, when they said do a Jamaican accent.
Yeah, no, come on.
Coffee, I like coffee in New York and bagels, and I'm fucking from New York, you know?
So, as you can see, Phoebe's is basically a fucking chameleon. Like, she molds.
She chameleons and she molds.
Like, she's basically a piece of Play-Doh and you can burn any mold and she, like, literally goes
squeeze
there.
Squeeze me!
So, to be fair, like, I think that's a big part of your character.
Yeah.
Like, in day-to-day life, like, it's not that you're, like, bipolar, because you're not, because you're no. always, like, that high energy.
High, lift it up.
But it's like that you can mold to any situation.
Yeah.
With lots of different yeah. types of people.
And I just love to absorb other people's energies. I drink it in like a glass yeah. of Merlot.
Wait, whoa. Don't drink before cheers.
No, don't. Eye contact.
Mm-hmm. 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 Guys, it's bad luck if you don't do eye contact when you cheers.
You have terrible sex for 7 years, and that is a very long time. So, Lou, now I need to get to know you.
Uh-huh.
I need to know...
You need to get... I thought you knew me already.
How dare you,
Echo,
you
about
do
you
not
get
know,
to know me.
I'm getting to know you. Oh. Lulu. Okay. Yeah. So, uh-huh. you know what makes me.
Yeah.
What makes you? What makes Lou, Lou?
Do you know, I think like, the biggest part of me is just being a big old gay homo.
Big old sexy man.
Like, I'm a gay guy, I'm queer, mm-hmm. I'm a bloody fag, and I fucking love it. Like, I love my life, just being gay and, like, just openly accepting it. And
yeah.
It's sick, like... It's so
you're
much
You're
slipping
with that gay vibe.
I'm
yeah.
slipping. Thank you, Paris, because I'm slipping with this gay vibe. Like, I love that I can just be me, day to day normal. And then I love that I can go to a gay club and, like, get up on stage, twerk in my underwear, and, like, no one bats an eyelid.
All the sides that are you, but also you as gay, like, literally, they come together so perfectly. And every side of you is your true, authentic self. You're fucking living
babes.
It.
Babes.
No, you're.
I mean, like, I love that I can go on Grindr at 2 a.m. and get a guy around. Like, that is amazing. Like, I'm sorry, but what straight people can say they can go on an app and get someone around?
We don't.
Like, I am so lucky to have...
Tinder is, like, 2 days, and then you get a message.
Oh, my God.
And you're brilliant. This is moving in a
glacial
pace.
So, like, Tinder for straight people is, like, kind of risky. Oh. It's, like, oh, this is a bit naughty. But Tinder for gay people is, like, that is, like, as, like...
Hi!
As, no, but that's as, like... like relationshipy as you can get in terms of apps.
Hey, marry me.
Yeah, like that's like the one you look for a relationship where like all the other apps in the gay world are like instant. Let's
Grindr,
go now.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I love it.
Oh,
it's so good.
I love it, and I love you, and I love all that you are.
Oh, baby.
My beautiful.
Okay, Phoebs. Wait, when you were like raised in like 3 continents, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you've lived in 3 continents now.
She was born and raised, baby, in West London. I was born and raised on the playground. I was believed I was a dog from 3 to 5. That is true. From the ages of 3 to 5, I truly believed I was a dog. She lived her life on all fours. She ate her food on the floor off her plate. Thank you, Mum and Dad. I love you for representing me in that moment.
Yeah, but your parents actually like supported that, right?
They fully supported that moment. She has had multiple moments where. She was the quirky kid, but boy, did she never grow out of it. She was quirky in West London, and then she was quirky in Tejas. Yes, that's Texas, baby. I went to high school there. Do you want to hear the most embarrassing moment about my time living in Texas? Yeah. Okay, guys, it's freshman year. She's fresh off the boat. She's brand new.
How old were you when you moved there?
She's a foreign exchange student. I was 12 years old. She didn't know much. She hadn't experimented very much. She had made out with one person. She was not a seasoned traveler. She moves there. By she, I mean Phoebes. And I am in my...
Yes, she's going to say that in every podcast. By she, I mean Phoebes.
I have to blame Louis because Louis introduced me saying everything is she. Somebody called me out the other day because I called a jumper she. And they were like, what? I was like, yes, I called her she.
Sorry about
that. Because she seems sweet. So I was in my maths class and I really, really desperately needed to rub something out because I'd made a mistake, as we all do, because no one's good at maths other than like fucking Steve Jobs. But I looked at my paper and I was like, shit, I need to rub this out. And in the middle of my class, I stand up and I go, does anybody have a rubber? And they all looked at me like I was the biggest, most disgusting whore there could ever be. Because a rubber in Texas is a condom.
Oh my God, literally.
And then I saw all their faces. I felt like I was going to be sick. And I immediately screamed, eraser! I need an eraser! And I never lived it down. My teacher hated me. And she failed me at the end of the year.
And then after Texas, where did you go?
I came back, guys. I came crawling back to the UK because I missed her so much. Oh. And then I've never looked back until, neat spoiler alert, I moved to Sydney, baby.
Oh, just recently, only 2 months
recently,
ago.
Recently, baby. I do fucking love London, though.
I love London.
I couldn't be away from her for that long. She is pretty great.
You can't be away from... Is she going soon? Is that what you're telling me?
Louis, this is me handing in my resignation from being your friend and being your housemate. I'm going back. She's on the next flight back to London, no, baby. Really. Not really. I'm going to stay here for 3,000 years with Lulu. Everybody, let's get Lou in two. We're going to get Louis within less than 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Suck it.
Okay.
Go.
What are we doing?
I want to hear all about you within 2 minutes. Where did you start?
Okay.
Where are you now? Give me the lowdown.
So, my family is from England.
Aww.
However, my parents were both living in
España.
So they were living in España. they built this ruin up, and I was born there at home. Oh my God, so actually...
if your adorable life isn't made into a movie, I'm just going to sue the whole world.
So one of my favourite animals is a snake. I love snakes because most gays are snakes.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
They're like bitter, not many they're savage, can... they're gossipy. Okay. But I love, like, literally animals to snakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
When I was being born, my poor fucking mother was giving birth to me, like,
she's
giant...
She's a saint.
Giant meathead. And then, as I'm there, this snake is trying to get into the room because I was being born at home. The snake is trying to get into my room and get us.
But what does that mean?
I know, right? Ooh. So that's an interesting fact. Ooh. Then I lived in Spain until I was 5. And then I moved back to England and I went to school in this tiny little country town. I obviously had very beautiful tanned olive skin being raised in Spain.
Sexy,
I remember the kids there being like, why are you brown?
But where are you from?
Why are you brown? Why are you from? And I was like, I don't know. I'm 6 years
old. I'm one of you.
Old.
Don't judge me.
And then I went to uni in Winchester, which is where I met you. Listen to our Uni Horror Stories podcast. It's a cute moment.
Go back to episode 1. She's a bit weak, but she loves it.
And then I went to London afterwards with my ex. I regret that. And then I love London, but regret my ex. And then I moved to Australia.
With the one and only.
And then I've loved it ever since.
Aww.
2 minutes and full stop. Okay, quick drinking interlude. Phoebes, I've actually finished my wine. I think you need to down yours.
I'm currently glugging. Go. Count with me. 1, 2, 3.
We let's drink a Phoebe with Phoebe's. I make one with Phoebe. She does it all in 1. Oh, finished. So I'm sat here on my own trying to record a podcast, about to pour my wine. And Phoebe just is continuously going to the toilet. Yep. Or she does go to the toilet all the time. And I think it's actually kind of slightly rude. Oh, so I guess you're finally back from the bloody toilet.
Longest way of her life.
Would you like some more alcohol?
I would love
Wait, let me
some
give
more.
You a little poury pour pour.
Ooh.
Ooh,
I love that sound.
Yeah, well, there we go. Wait, hold on. Are we even? We're even and we're good to
this
go.
This is a democratic friendship.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. You know a lot more about ourselves, so let's end our podcast as we always do with two truths and a lie. Phoebe, go.
Okay, so two truths and a lie. I'm ready. My first kiss was with the world's most hottest girl, but it was so fucking sloppy I nearly vomited in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
I once had a guy with a fucking crazy foot fetish that he licked so hard I nearly kicked him in the face. And then I once had shower sex so hard that it nearly ended in a broken neck. Meer.
Okay, so first one was...
hottest girl. We locked lips and I thought I was going to vomit in my mouth. She was so sloppy.
Second one,
let me refer to my notes. He licked my toes so fucking hard that I thought I was going to kick him in the face.
And third
break
one.
His nose. Shower sex went so hard that I nearly slipped and broke my neck.
I think first one is a lie because I don't know if your first one was with a girl and it was so sloppy that it was so bad.
It was actually true.
No
so
way.
I went
are you
to
joking?
An all-girls school in West London where everyone was convinced they were a fucking bisexual.
Yeah.
As was Phoebe's. She kissed a girl. She rammed her sloppy ass fish tongue so hard down my throat I thought I was going to be sick all over her.
Yeah.
And she broke up with me in that moment because another girl kissed her better than me and I was like, can I just say I'd like to blame it on your sloppy tongue? But I couldn't because
wow.
We were living in that bisexual realm. Yeah. And Louis, what are your two truths and a lie? Goo.
Okay, so my first one is I lost my virginity to a guy on my bedroom floor.
Ooh.
I have masturbated before using a watermelon.
Okay.
And my favourite number is number 8.
Okay, so this is the worst thing because this will either make or break our friendship because you have told me your favourite number before because
ooh.
We had an in-depth conversation and I think 8 is your fucking favourite number because I remember comparing it to infinity and you were like, I didn't even notice that. But then I was like, that's such a beautiful thing about
you.
Okay, okay. So it can't be that. She's going to be strategic. Do you know what? Alcohol... spoiler alert, makes Phoebe strategic.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm
going
to ride in this
sis.
Moment. Strategic since she was not strategic during battle shots, she lost. Okay, so I'm going to guess the watermelon moment.
What? That's what?
That you used a watermelon before or after you masturbated.
Well, that's true or a lie?
Lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
I've never used a watermelon.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
I believe you've never used a watermelon.
That is the truth. I have never... Fuck, you're so good every episode. Yeah,
no.
I have never used a watermelon to masturbate before.
Spoiler alert, you should use a watermelon before you masturbate, girls and guys, because, ooh, she...
Wait, no, oh my god. Guys, I'm so drunk. No, that's actually true. I didn't...
So the first one was a lie?
No, my favourite number is number 8.
Your favourite number is number 8.
I didn't lose my virginity to a guy on my bedroom floor.
Yeah, number 1.
No, that was number 3.
Oh,
I lost my virginity to a girl... on my bedroom floor. That was the lie. That
wow.
was the lie. Wait.
So you're not a golden gay?
No. I'm bronze.
You're
I'm
bronze
gay.
But you're bronze, but who's been involved with the watermelon. So.
Yeah.
Pretty great bronze man.
Yeah.
Ring, that was squishy.
Bye, guys. And that's the podcast over for today, guys.
Now you know a little bit more about two bodies, one mind. They're always drunk, but they're always cute.
Yes, we can't wait for episode 4. See you soon. Bye.
Woo!
Yay!